T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Another pitcher's duel, Tyler Beede, a rookie who has had some tough times this year, but lately has been really good. He turned in his best big league start yet, and he did so very efficiently. Only 86 pitches in 8 innings for Beede tonight. He gave up a hit to Jeff McNeil to start the game, then a double to Robinson Cano in the fourth. He would only have 2 3-ball counts tonight. He did walk Jacob deGrom at one point. He hit Jeff McNeil with a pitch, but otherwise Beede was excellent. The Mets never had a man reach third base in this game. They've scored only twice in the first 26 innings of this series against the Giants. It's not like San Francisco's been scoring much more, but they do have 4 runs in their 26 innings, including a couple of walk-off wins now. And DeGrom was pretty much untouchable tonight. He gave up 3 hits, 1 to the first batter he faced, Brandon Belt. Kevin Pillar doubled with 2 outs in the 5th inning. Then Beede singled in the 5th. But Jacob deGrom would end up with 10 strikeouts tonight. And it was in the bottom of the 7th inning when deGrom would get through a leadoff walk situation. But it was in the 6th after Beede's leadoff base hit that deGrom also had to bear down. Brandon Belt reached on a fielder's choice. Then deGrom walked Austin Slater. He would rebound, though. He struck out Pablo Sandoval. And then he got Stephen Vogt. DeGrom from the belt, his pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. High fastball from DeGrom, his 10th strikeout of the night. It's his 6th double-digit strikeout game of the year, and he gets out of trouble here in the 6th. 38th double-digit strikeout game in DeGrom's career. The 10 strikeouts give him 154 for the season. That's the 2nd most in the National League, only behind Max Scherzer. It's the 6th most career strikeouts in Mets history now that Jacob deGrom sports with the 10 tonight. He passed Ron Darling on the Mets' all-time strikeout list. He is just 18 behind David Cone, as deGrom now has 1,154 career strikeouts. Cone had 1,172 in a Mets uniform. But deGrom, paint to the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Giants had their leadoff man on again in the 7th when Brandon Crawford walked. Mike Yastrzemski bunted him to 2nd. Kevin Pillar lined out to move Crawford to 3rd. But Joe Panik flied out to center, and DeGrom was done after 7. Luis Avila worked a scoreless bottom of the 8th. The Giants gave the ball to their closer, Will Smith, in the top of the 9th. He was excellent, striking out 2 in a perfect inning. Sam Dyson did the same in the top of the 10th. The Mets got through the bottom of the 9th tonight with Jacob Rehm, who they did not have available to them yesterday because of the fact that he was serving a 1-game suspension. Rehm walked 2 in the bottom of the 9th, but struck out Joe Panik to end the inning. In the bottom of the 10th, though, another leadoff walk, this time to Alex Dickerson. Although Rehm struck out the next 2, Brandon Belt and Austin Slater, Pablo Sandoval would put one into play that apparently the Mets were unable to make a play on.
Rehm's 0-2. Swing and a jammed lift, shallow left. Rosario gliding out with big gallops. He gives ground, and Dom Smith loses the ball. Around to 3rd, Smith's throw. Frazier relay off target. Safe slide at the plate. Dickerson crosses, and the Giants win it.
That was it. The only run of the game. An error by Dom Smith, and Alex Dickerson scored all the way from first to bring home the winning run. He beat the throw from Dom Smith, really the relay from Frazier, although it was a throw that was wild in the sense that it was nowhere near the catcher, but the catcher was nowhere near home plate. Wilson Ramos was going to try to field the throw that he thought was coming from Dom Smith, but instead Frazier alertly cut it off, seeing that it was off the line, giving the Mets a chance. But when Frazier threw it home, Ramos wasn't really close, and the ball was not caught. Dickerson was safe. The game was over. 1-0 San Francisco, the final score. Of course, no runs, so the Mets didn't hit a homer, but for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu.